After a meeting with Victoria's African community, Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton has confirmed the creation of a task force to work with police to tackle youth crime. He says the African Australian community can and wants to play a role in providing solutions.
We should emphasise that you're not talking about structured, organised gangs. What this is young people coming together, really networking through social media, coming together and meeting and then engaging in criminal activity. It's much more loosely organised than many people might think. And that's the issue we really want to try to get on top of very quickly, is the public misbehaviour issue in large groups that we've had to respond to of late.
Youths from African backgrounds have been linked to a series of local crimes. And while local African community leaders acknowledge there is a problem, they point out it only involves a small minority within the community. The task force will meet for the first time on Friday and will support police by providing information on emerging issues and hotspots. It also aims to create a more efficient communication channel on how to prevent crimes and tell officers of incidents of racial vilification. African community leader Richard Deng says the African community does not support criminals.
Can I say the African community don't condone or support those who are committing crime? And what I would like to stress out here to the media in particular and the wider Australian community is that we should also be focusing on those majority of African Australians who are doing great job.
Mr. Deng is calling on politicians to work with the community and the police rather than trying to exploit the situation for electoral gain.
I would like to say again to politicians, so it is time you join hand with the community, engage, let's put politics aside and let's work together, because trying to use crime for political gain is not acceptable, and as a community we call on all politicians to work with us, work with Victorian Police as a way forward.
Many African communities are being commended for their work, including street patrols in Melbourne's outer suburbs and at major public events such as Moomba and White Night. But the communities themselves are not immune, with some reporting to police that they have received death threats. This community member says not all African Australian youth are misbehaving.
So I urge all of you guys to think the most Australian fair dinkum way and give all of us a fair chance, because each of us will be victimised in the process. So I would just like to urge all of you guys that we are of Australian first before our heritage.
Victoria's Deputy Commissioner Andrew Crisp says he is hoping the task force will forge stronger bonds.
What we're aiming to do is ensure that there's a stronger connection, stronger information sharing between the African Australian communities and Victoria Police. It will enable us to better understand emerging issues and where we might need to actually get quite tactical and look at how we deploy our resources.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.